Rabbi Isai. Today we have a special schos to have Rabbi Field give a special chabura b'nyonei Purim. Rabbi Field, what's the topic?
The gift that keeps giving. I don't know what that means, but we'll try to fit it in. Okay. So we're going to have to flip it back and forth, but it should be cleared in the pages as Hashem will have clarity. The pasuk says, Kayomim asher nochu b'ma Yehudim me'oiveyem v'achoydesh asher nepach lohem miyoga in the simcho me'evel yontif. So because of the nes of Purim, the pasuk says, La'asayis oysom yimei mishte v'simcha u'mishloyach monois ish l're'eyu u'matonois l'avyoinu. So one of the mitzvahs hayoim, like Rabbi Weinberg said last night, which we'll get to, the Rambam Paskins, maybe the Iker mitzvah of the Yoim, is Matanis Lev Yoim. Now the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, what is the Geder? What is the mitzvah of Matanis Lev Yoim? There's two ways to look at this. One way to look at it is Matanis Lev Yoim is the mitzvah of Tzaka. And Chazal said to do the mitzvah of tzedakah all year round. You could do the mitzvah of tzedakah whenever you want. Chazal said on Purim to do the mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim. But when you give matana yisrael avyoinim to a ani, you're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim. That's one way to look at the mitzvah. Or you can say that matana yisrael avyoinim, the reason why we give an ani money on Purim, is an extension of the din of Mishnah and Simcha. Mishnah, it says, La'asa is oisam yemei Mishnah v'simcha, u'mishloyach monois is to be mar bereyos, or tzarech asuda, it's either Mishnah or Simcha. Right, that's the machlekes from Mr. Desh and the Manas HaLevi. So, matonis levyayim, the same thing. It's not a mitzvah of tzedakah. Rather, it's a mitzvah of Mishnah v'simcha. What is Matanos Lev Yoinim? That's the Shaila. That's the Chakira, should we say. And there will be several nafkaminas, halacha lamaisa, which I'd like to discuss. So let's first show who's on each side of the coin over here. The coin. No pun intended. Well, pun intended. It was intended, you're right. So the Targum, if you look at the Targum says, in teaching the words umatonos le'avyoinim, it says, umasa de tzadikta. Masa is money of tzedakah. The Targum seems to learn, does learn, that matonos le'avyoinim is a din tzedakah on Purim. Now he's not the only one. If you turn the page, the Shibula Aleket, the Gedolei Rishonim writes the same thing toward in the middle of the page where your hand is. Motzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Shlema b'mois Purim ein kitzba. There is no set amount. Kol ma sheyirtze ha'ish litein yitein. Whatever a person wants to give, he could give. Mipnei shehu tztaka, because matanis levyonim is tztaka v'tztaka kol echad ve'echad lefi eino yatoiva yitein. So the Shibula Aleket also calls Matanos Le'avyoinim on Purim, Tzedakah on Purim. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshe on the next page, holds the same thing. If you look where the hand is, one line down, V'kosav Oid, one line below where the hand is, V'kosav Oid, the Ma'aril writes, the isha chayeves b'mishluach monos. A woman is chayev in shalach monos and matonos le'avyoinim. A woman is chayev in bo shalach monos and matonos le'avyoinim. K'moshe chayeves b'mikra megillah. Just like she's chayev megillah. Okay, so isha is chayeves b'mitzvah zayon. Says the Darkei Moshe, the isha tishlach li'isha. A woman should send shalach monos to a woman. The ish le'ish, a man should send shalach monos to a man. Avaloy lehepich, a man cannot send shalach monos to a woman. A woman cannot send shalach monos to a man. Why? Mishum gzeira shama yishlach la'almana v'yavayu l'dei sofi kedushin. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. This is called Sivloinus. If anybody learned the Gemara, the Derech was, they used to send presents once they're engaged. Shoyin. But the Ramo says that a man can't send Shalachmanis to a woman, and a woman can't send Shalachmanis to a man. Avo b'matonis lev yoinim. But when a woman gives matonis lev yoinim, or a man, afilu ish le'isha, a man can send a woman matonis lev yoinim. Why? Because have a derech tztok. Now what does this mean? What does this mean? When it comes to shalachmanis, which is simcha, mishta v'simcha, Then we're afraid if a man sends to a woman, there may be a safek kedushin, and that can't be done. Matanis levyoinim, no problem, because it's staka. What does that mean? That means, poshut, that when a person sends shalachmanis to be nice, to be marbereos, it's okay. So then you could come to a safek sifloidis, a safek kedushin, whatever that sugi is. But if something staka has nothing to do with reos, nothing to do with making someone else happy, so to speak. Nothing to do with, I want to make another person happy. I want to, Echveis, get engaged to you. If it's clearly tztaka, so it's clearly identifiable that it's tztaka, and therefore it's not a problem. That would seem to be the hesber of the Ramah. But he does say that it's derech tztaka. So we have the Targum, the Shibulei Aleket, and the Ramah, that clearly say that Matanis Lev Yoinim is a din of tztaka. Now, before we move on, let's see this halacha in the Ramah, and here we're going to have to turn the pages. If you go to the Mishneh Berurah page, Tuf Reish Tzadik Hey, the last simon, it's Kuf Samach Bey is on top, the Ramah paskins this din. Okay, where your hand is. V'isha chayeves b'matonos le'evyoinim u'mishleach monos ki'ish v'isha tishlach v'isha v'ish li'ish avoloi behepich sh'leyovoi ish l'ishloyach la'amona v'yovoi l'idisifu kedushin avol b'matonos le'evyoinim ein lochosh. Now here he doesn't say that it's because it's stucca, like he explained in the Darkei Moshe. But if you go to the Sharei Tshuva, where your hand is, it says, "Umashikosav Ramah avo matodes levyoinim ein lochosh ki stama sharinon sheishlach la b'toyras tztaka ve'ein lochosh sheyave lidei safik kedushin k'moy dechayshinon b'monos." Okay, so this halacha is gepaskint that shalachmonis is midin tztaka. So it doesn't look like I'm trying to make anybody happy with my gift, so to speak. I'm trying to be mekadesh someone. Let's get paskin in halacha. I'd like to try to bring another raya. Why the Ramah holds that matanis levyoinim is bedin staka. Because if you turn back two pages in your Mishneh Berurah pages to Simon Tuf Reish Tzadik Dalid, the Ramah writes, the first Ramah, Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Litein Koidem Purim Machzis Min HaMatbeya Kavua Ba'osei Mokum Ba'osei Zman Zecher L'Machzis HaShekel. Now, take a look at the heading of the Shulchan Aruch. The heading of the Shulchan Aruch is Dinei Mo'is Purim, which is the halachas, as we'll see, of Matanis Le'Avyonim. Now, I ask you a simple question. The Ramah just said that Machzis HaShekel is given Koidem Purim, and it is. Machzis HaShekel is given on Titus Esther, Koidem Purim. So I have a simple question. Why is the din of Machzis HaShekel, which is given Koidem Purim, as we state in Ramah, Sheyesh Litein Koidem Purim, Machzis HaShekel, what's it doing in Dinei Purim? There's halachas in Shulchan Aruch of Titus Esther, there are, and which is the halachas of Koidem Purim. So put Machzis HaShekel on the halachas of Koidem Purim. What's it doing in the halachas of Matanis Levyoinim? Right? If the Olam would have written the Shulchan Aruch, they would have put this halacha on the halachas of Tainus Esther. Because the Ramah tells me to give Machzis HaShekel on Tainus Esther, as we do. Could be. That is the Ramah l'shitosa. The Ramah holds that matanos le'avyonim is a din in staka. Machtis ha-shekel is a din in staka. So instead of putting it on a standalone as a standalone halacha, I hear. But that's the only explanation that I could think of. Why dinei of Erev Purim is put in dinei Purim. Al kol panim, the Ramah holds that matanos le'avyonim is a din staka. Now again, I'd like to say that the Shulchan Aruch also holds this way. Why? Because Tofresh Tzadik Dalid is Dinei Mois Purim. And like it says, Chayav Odom Litei Lepochashtei Matonis L'Shnei Aniyim, right, this is the Dinei Matonis L'Veinim. If you turn the page, Ein Mishanim Mois Purim, Ein Bedaktik in B'Mois Purim, B'Mokim Chayin Aniyim, these are the halachas of Matonis L'Veinim. In Tofresh Tzadik Hey, on your next page, the heading is Dinei Sudas Purim. What's in this simen? Sudas Purim, getting drunk, Shalach Monis, right? Sif Aleph is Sudas Purim, Sif Beis is getting drunk, Sif Gimel is El Anisim, and Sif Tal is Shalach Monis. All the other halachas of Purim. So why does Matanos Le'avyonim get its own Sif? Why does it get its own Sif? Tough Simen, its own Tough Reish Tzadik Dalid and Tough Reish Tzadik Hey. Libi Omer Li. Can't say this clearly, that the Shulchan Aruch also holds that Tofresh Tzadikei is Simchas Purim. The Suda, getting drunk, Mashalach Monos, that's all Tofresh Tzadikei. That's a din Mishneh Simcha. Tofresh Tzadik Dalid, that's a din in Staka. That doesn't belong with everything else. Efshar the Mechaber also holds that Matanos L'Avyonim is Medin Simcha. We didn't stop. Thank you. Okay. Well, the Ramah anyway says it explicitly. Right? That's why a woman could send a man. He says it explicitly. Derech Staka. But L'chayra, by Machzis HaShekel, that would be a right.
Doesn't it say
I understand. I don't know if that goes on Staka. Yes, Vayantiv. Okay. That's one side of the coin. Okay, so one side of the coin, the Targum, the Shibule Aleket, the Ramah, possibly the Shulchan Aruch, all hold that Matanos L'Avyonim is Medin Stok. The other side of the coin is, you have to turn to where the Gemara in Bava Metzia is. Right after where we left off, right after the Darkei Mishnah, says the Gemara, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis in Bava Metzia. Zok the Gemara, Ditanya, where your hand is. Magbas Purim lePurim, Magbas Ha'ir LaOisa Ha'ir, VeEin Medaktikin LeDover. Now, what does this mean? A collection of Purim is for Purim. A collection for the city is for that city. Ve'ein bedaktik in bedover. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Magbas Purim lePurim, Mo'i shegoyvin agaboyim mipnei ha'ir lechalik la'aniyim lesidus Purim. There was a collection made for aniyim for Sudas Purim. A collection of money collected for the aniyim is the Purim. Magbas Purim lePurim. Zok Rashi, what does it mean lePurim? Kula yitnua laniim dePurim. All the money collected, has to go to the aniim. Ve'en bedaktikin, says Rashi, loymar, we don't say, dayam bepochis. It's enough for the aniim to get what they need, only what they need. V'hamoyser yipoy lekishol staka. So the collection collected $100,000. The aniyim only need $80,000. So we'll put the rest into the kupa soyer, into the kupa of tzaka. Zok de gemara, no. Magbas purim lePurim. It doesn't go to the kupa shel tzaka. It has to go dafka to the aniyim. Azoy shtikin gemara. Frank Teresis, where your your hand is Rim Toimar. Damrinun Be'eruchin, the Gemara says, Mo'ishot Staka, Mutter Lishnoison, Bechomashi Yirse. Va'afilu Boli de Gabai, Va'afilu Omar Menoy Rezu, Lebede Gabai, Solabesakness, Mutter Lishnoison, Lemitzvacheris. Postakasha. Frag Tosis, how could the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say, Mo'ish Purim Lepurim? And you can't give the extra. Tzedaka, the halacha is, you're allowed to switch from other tzedakos, within other tzedakos. You're allowed to. If a person gives a menorah to a shul, the gabbai could say, I don't want it for the menorah, I want it for the Aron Kodesh. I want it to buy svarim, yim mashiach. You're allowed to switch. Fragtasis, then why is it that magbas purim lepurim, and you're not allowed to put the extra in the kishul tzedakah? You have to give it to that to the aniyim for purim because it was given to the aniyim. What do you mean? Even if it was given to the aniyim, I'm allowed to be mishana. Yeah, the bomb kasha. This is kasha. I'm allowed to be mishana. Answers tesis. V'yesh loymar the dafka bepurim amrinon hocha de'in lishnois. It's only by purim. The Tosha says, "Umagbasayir leoisayir nami de Purim dafka." Okay. So Tosha says, "Dafka by Purim, you can't be mishana." You're right. Avada and other tzedakas, avada the halachas, you can be mishana. By Purim, you can't be mishana. What's the chiluk? Why by other tzedakas, yeah, if I could be mishana in tzedaka, so why can't I be mishana in matanas levayim? They gave it for the aniyim, but I can give it to the kupasayir. Why not? Explains the Tosis the Rosh on your next page. The Af Agav Dam Rinin Be'erichin Dim Moishal Tzaka Mutter Lishnois on the Mitzvah Cheres Afilu Boli De Gizbar Purim Shani. Why? Kedei Lahar Bois B'Simchas Purim Ein Lishnois on Vafilu Yeshla Mois Harbei. Bikulam yiknu tzarche yisudas Purim. Explain to Tosis Arash. You know why Purim is different? Because Purim is not staka. Purim is simcha. The money of Matadas Lev Yoinim, says to Tosis Arash, explaining Tosis, is not staka. If it was staka, you'd have to be able to be mishana. But Mois Purim, Matadas Lev Yoinim, is a din of simcha, zok to Tosis Arash. It's not a din of staka. Not in Staka, then obviously you can't be Mishana. And if you look at the text, Tosis Arosh, he says, Vein medaktikin bedavar, yesh mefarshim, ein medaktikin bedavar, loy mar ze oni vitnenu loy, vize ein ayoni. Ela kol dichvin yese viyechol, kidesh yu akol smeichet. Rochi Garcina be Yerushalmi de Megillah in Medaktikin be Mois Purim ela kol apoyshet yad yodoy litol yitol kol apoyshet yodoy litol yochoil yitol. Again, the din of Simcha. Why kol apoyshet yodoy litol yitol? Because it's a din of Simcha. So Tosis is falling on the opposite side of the coin. Tosis holds that matanis lev yoinim is a din of mishta v'simcha, is a din of simcha. Therefore, it has to go dafka manim. It doesn't have the din of tzedaka that you could change the pot. You can't change the pot. If it was a din of tzedaka, you could change the pot. It's not a din of tzedaka, you can't change. The Ritva on your next page says the same thing. Pirshu b'Yerushalmi, where your hand is, Shekol apoyshet yodoy litol yitnu loy loymar shenoisnin lechol adam vei medaktikim minu oni v'roy litin loy. We don't check who's an oni. She'ein nesina zu midin staka gredesa ela midin simcha. It's very, very clear. Sharei af la'ashirim yesh l'shleach mona. So l'fichach nargul litin mona z'purim l'goyim v'afilu ashirim. I'll call upon him. The Ritva says, mamish black and white, that it's not a din of tzedakah. Matanas lev yoinim is a din in simcha. The Rambam.
Why is he mishing in money?
say, where are you?
He
says, he's talking about Matanos of Yoinim.
That means
yes, yeah, it means bonus. That's what he says. He's in the Yerushalmi. The Rambam seems to say the same thing, and this Rambam was quoted last night by Rabbi Weinberg. Mutav la'odom laharbois matonis bav yoinim laharbois b'sudosai u'mishleach monis l'reyov. Matonis bav yoinim is more important than the other mitzvah. She'ein shem simcha gedol, she'ein shem simcha gedola v'yisoyim v'amonis v'geirim she'amisameach levo u'molim ma'elu doma l'shchina sh'nema. Rambam seems to put Matanos of Yoinim as a din, Simcha as well. Okay, so we have Machlekes Rishonim. What is Matanos of Yoinim? Is it a din Simcha? Like the Shabbat Aleket, like the Targum, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah hold? Or is it a din in Mishneh V'Simcha, like Tosis holds, like the Ritva holds, like the Tosis Arosh holds? Now let's start getting to the Nafkaminas Halacha L'maisa. If you go to after the Mishneh Berurah, after the Mishneh Berurah's pages, you'll come to a page of the Tur. Says the Tur. Chayav kol adam litein matanos le'avyoinim. Every person is chayav to give matanos le'avyoinim. The Bach is bothered by what is this word, kol adam. It doesn't say kol adam has to put on tefillin and kol adam has to sit in the sukkah, shteit nishnazot. What's kol adam? Says the Bach, kloimar, kol adam. What does it mean, kol adam? Every single person. Afilu oni amikabel tztoka chayov lite loseis mimashin nosnu loy l'shar anim beborim. A person, what's kol adam? Even an oni has to give matanos l'avyoinim. The end in matanos l'avyoinim bepurim kidin short stalker, because matanos l'avyoinim is not stalker. The hechsher mitzvahs purim kenu. It's the hechsher of the day. It's the mitzvah of the day. It's the concept of the day. Losis matanos l'avyoinim ukidin arba koses bePesach vafilu mishleach modos chayovim boyanim. Just skip to like four lines before the end, the last word on the line. All year round, says the Bach. Anani is chayv once a year in a davar muad. It's beferish in Shulchan Aruch. Anani, once a year, a davar muad gives tzedakah. Zok de Bach, you know why the Torah says kol adam? To tell you that matanos le'avyoinim is not tzedakah. Even an ani has to give. Tzedakah an ani doesn't have to give once a year. Matanos le'avyoinim kol adam has to give. That's how the Bach learns. The Prichodosh on the next page disagrees with the Bach. Zokt the Prichodosh, where your hand is, Yesh mi shekosav, that's the Bach. Sha'oni amispardis v'natztoka shechayev gamhu b'matonis le'avyoinim. The Bach holds that kol odom, even an oni is chayev in matonis le'avyoinim, ve'en lo zetam, zokt the Prichodosh, it has no reason, ala mistavro vaday p'tiri. An oni is potter. What's this machlekes, Rabbi said? What's this machlekes? Having Omer, it's very partial. The Bach holds that shalachmonis, that matanos levyoinim is midin simcha. It's midin simcha, memela and oni is chayev. It's midin simcha, it's not a din tzedakah. The Prichodosh holds that matanos levyoinim is a din in tzedakah. Tzedakah an oni is mechuyev only once a year, and he did his tzedakah earlier in the year. There's no din matanos levyoinim by an oni. That's poshut the machlekes, the Bach and the Prichodosh. Now there is no shulchan. Say again.
But once a year, you should do it on Purim.
He doesn't have to do it on Purim. What does it say that once a year he has to do it on Purim? Very nice, good, wonderful. But there's no din. There's no din. It's not the Prichodosh. The Prichodosh is holding that matanos levyoinim is a din in stock. Because an oni is potter, not like the Bach. Now, it does not say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah this halacha. Okay, it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not. The Mishnah Berurah, if you go back to the Mishnah Berurah pages, and this is where we have to flip. I think the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's a din in Sukkah. Yeah.
Makes sense, he doesn't bring it.
Yeah, makes very much sense that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, because the Shulchan Aruch holds it's a din in Sukkah. Like we explained, the simonim are different in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah in Tav Reif Tzadik Dalid, Sif Katan Aleph. Okay. But he doesn't specify. The Pichadash also had the same Shulchan Aruch, the same tour. Kol Adam means every Jew. The Pichadash had the same tour as the Bach did. It's not a kasha. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, Kol Adam, Bein Ish, Bein Isha, Vafilu Aodia Misparnes, Minat Stalka, Das Kamachoidim, Shetzorchlitim, Mimashinosnuloi. Not overwhelming. It would seem to me, at least right now, that the Chafetz Chaim understood that both the Mechaber and the Ramah went with the Pichadosh. That it's a din in Simcha. Matanis Levyonim is a din in Simcha. And therefore, Das Kamachoinim, that is Chayiv in Soka. Pashtos, the Mishnah Berurah, is not Das Kamachoinim. Okay. But that's one nafkamina, what Matanis Levyonim is. Whether an Ani is Chayiv in Soka or not. Now, if you go to the next page, in other words, the next page from where we were holding, the page after the Pichadosh, there's a Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim says like this, Va'ayin Pichadosh b'simen tofresh tzadike, which we didn't see inside, but he writes, Kostav d'chayiv b'shalach monos. The Pichadosh holds that an Oni is chayiv in shalach monos. V'kar kosav the potter mimatonis le'avyoinu. V'tzorachiyu. Da'akoyl hoyu b'chla anes ki'isha. The Prima Gadim feels that we have a stira in Pichadosh. Not a stira, that the Pichadosh is shver. The Prima Gadim feels that the Pichadosh is shver. Because the Pichadosh says that an Oni sends Mishlech Modus. So how could the Pichadosh say that an Oni doesn't have to do Matanis Levyoinu? Well, if we're correct, they're speaking two different languages. The Prima Gadim and the Pichadosh are speaking two different languages. The Pichadosh held that Matanis Levyoinu is a din staka, and therefore an Oni is potter. Matanis and Bishleach Modis is a din in Simcha. So therefore, the Pichadosh says that an Oni is chayv Matanis Levyoinu. But Yotzei Doifin, I see from here that the Prima Gadim holds that Matanis Levyoinim is a din in Simcha, which we'll prove in a moment. But the Prima Gadim, in order to ask his kasha on the Pichadosh, holds that Matanis Levyoinim is a din in Simcha. So one nafkamina that we have so far is whether an Oni is chayev in Matanis Levyoinim. The Mishnah Berurah says Das Kama Achroinim that he's chayev. The next nafkamin is as follows. Says the Shulchan Aruch, HaKoyres HaMegillah Mevorech Lefaneo Sholish Brachas HaMikra Megillah V'Sha'asa Nisim V'Shachiyah. Okay, the Ramah goes to say, even by Yoim, we say Shachiyah. Says the Mogen Avram, V'Yichavein B'Bircha Shachiyahnu Gamkein Al Mishloyach Monois Usudas Purim Sheheim Gamkein Mitzvah. This is a Shloh. The Magad Avram brings the Shalah that Purim morning, when they say Shachiyanu on Mikra Megillah, you should have in mind Shalach Manis and Sudas Purim, because that's also the mitzvah of the day. Right? Usually make an announcement. I don't know. Listen carefully what they say in the announcement. The announcement may be different this year. The Magad Avram says that what should you announce? Everyone should have in mind with the Shachiyanu to have in mind Shalach Modis and Sudas Purim. Look at the Prima Gadim on the other side of the page. Zok the Prima Gadim, the Shachiyanu, V'yechavim lohoitzi mishloyach modos u'matonos le'evyoinim. The Magen Avraham does not mention matonos le'evyoinim. The Prima Godim mentions matonos le'evyoinim. I understand there's a discrepancy here also with Sudas Purim. Right? I don't want to take the time. But there's a teretz to that. What's the machlokes here? The Magen Avraham says that you should have in mind Suda and Shalach Monos. The Prima Godim says Matanos Le'Avyoinim. What's the machlokes here? It would seem to me, possibly, that the Magen Avraham holds that Matanos Le'Avyoinim is a din in Sukkah. You don't say Shachiyon on Sukkah because Sukkah is all year round. It's not a mitzvah bum is man l'zman. You don't make any bracha on Sukkah, true, but you're not making bracha on Sukkah, you're making Shachiyonu. It's a good point. You don't make any bracha on Sukkah. But if it's a din in Sukkah, definitely your Shachiyonu can't cover. You're not making Shachiyonu on Sukkah, you're making the Shachiyonu on the Mikra Megillah. But definitely your Shachiyonu doesn't cover it. It's not a mitzvah bal l'zman l'zman. But the Prima Godim, as we just pointed out, the Prima Godim learns, he has a kasha on the Prichadosh. The Prima Godim who learns that Matanos Le'Avyoinim is Medin Simcha has to include Matanos Le'Avyoinim. Because he just asked Kakash Ali Pinah, he feels he has a Tzorachiyin on the Pichadosh. The Pichadosh holds it's a Din in Sukkah. Prima Godim knocked him out in his world because it's a Din in Simcha. If it's a Din in Simcha, Avada the Prima Godim is going to argue on the Magen Avraham, it's one of the mitzvahs Hayom Purim. If it's one of the mitzvahs Hayom Purim, Avada, it has to get a Shachiyon. So that's nafkamina number two. What does a person have in mind Purim morning by the bracha of Shachiyon? Now, how does the Mishpura come down on this, on the next page? Zokt the Mishpura, v'nochoin l'chavein bebircha Shachiyonu gam al mishloach monois usudas Purim, Shehem Gamkin Mitzvahs. The Mishabura quotes the Magen Avraham. Does not quote the Prima Godim, which would seem, Lefid Vareinu, that even though the Mishabura said, Das Kama Achroinim, that an Oni is Chayv in Sukkah, if we're correct, the Mishabura is saying that Shalach Monis, that Matanos Le'Avyoinim is a din in Sukkah, and therefore there is no reason to cover it by the Shachayanu, because it's not a mitzvah of Purim, it's a mitzvah of Tzedakah. We'll see if this holds true. Next nafkamina. So we have so far two nafkaminas. Next nafkamina in halacha. On your next page. Zok the Prima Godim. V'yire k'tanim mechanchin k'kol chinuch af midrabonim. This Prima Godim is in the halacha of Matanos Le'Avyoinim. And the Prima Godim says that there's a din chinuch matanos le'avyoinim. Just like we're mechanech our children in all mitzvahs, right? Once they get to kochad v'chad l'fum churfei, but we're mechanech our children, zok to Prima Godim, there's a din of chinuch by matanos le'avyoinim. Zok says another Eishel Avraham, but this is the Buchach, right? The famous Buchach Rav. Oh, always a pleasure to learn. Always a pleasure to learn. It's good to always look at the Buchach. Sometimes you'll see wild, wild Zachen in the Buchacha. Almost always the Kula. Maybe always the Kula. Zok the Buchach. He's Mekel here as well. V'chein k'tanim she'igiyu l'chinuch min chanchim oysam b'mishloyach monois v'bot v'ein choy she'shid b'batonis le'evyoinim. Shalach Monis Avadi Mechanech Ktanim. But in Matanos Le'Avyoinim, there's no chinuch. You know why? Kivin she'ein lohem al pi aroiv moish alohem klal. V'leishayach bohem chinuch. So the machlekes whether you Mechanech Ktanim for Matanos Le'Avyoinim. What's this machlekes? If you hold the Prima Godim again, time number three, Lishitasai, the Prima Godim holds. Shalach Monis is a din in Purim. It's a din in Mishnah v'Simcha. So it's no different than Mishlach Monis and Mikra Megillah. You have to be mechanech your child. But I would say the Buchach holds it's a din in Sukkah. And a kid doesn't have money. A kid doesn't have money, like he says. So you can't be mechanech, a kid, in something that doesn't have. I understand this is stama shaila in chinuch, right? The answer of what you're thinking is that even when a kid becomes a gadol, if he doesn't have money, he's not chay. So there's no chinuch b'chalal, and that's stama chakira in Shin Mem Gimel and Hilchas Chinuch, how you look at chinuch. But that answers what's bothering you. Even when this kid becomes a gadol, if he doesn't have money, he doesn't have to give. So there's no din chinuch. Al koponim, the primogodim is the shitasai, and the buchach holds that shalachmanis is bedin staka, and therefore there's no chinuch. Another nafkamina. The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this. The Mishnah Berurah does not discuss this. I don't know why, but the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss whether there's chinuch on matanas lev yoinim. It's a machlekes the primogodim and the buchach. I would say it's a machlekes in this chagira. Reb Shmuel brings down that you should be mechanech ktanim in matanos of yoinim as well, like the Prima Gadol. Next nafkamina. There's a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. Zokta Aruch HaShulchan, we know that there's a din of Rabbi Lezer brought down in Sukkah that a person shouldn't leave his house on Yontif. Right? Ata ubeisecha. You should be with your family. Right? Incidentally, the Achronim ask that Maisa Rabbi Akiva by the Seder, they were all b'Bnei Brak. And the Achronim ask, one of them over there is Rabbi Lezer. The Mishnah in Gittin says Rabbi Lezer was in Lud. Rabbi Lezer holds you can't leave your house on Purim, on Yontif, on Pesach, on Shalosh Regalim. What's he doing in Bnei Brak? The Achronim asks this question. What's he doing in Bnei Brak? So they learn, I don't remember who says this, but it's not my Torah, that the Maisa that we say every year in that Haggadah didn't happen on Pesach. It happened during the year sometime. It's brought down in the Haggadah to show how Choshev Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim happened. But it can't be it happened on Pesach, because Rabbi Lezer was in Lud, and Rabbi Lezer says you have to stay in your house. It didn't happen on Pesach. Okay, sure. Others say, it's not Pesach. Others say that, it's quite a Geshmak Peshad, I think it's the Abar Benel, that B'nei Brak means a keli in Aramaic, Brak means shiny, right? Lightning is light. So they were sitting with nice kelim. Azovi state in the Ramah, that you have to bring out all your nice kelim. Yoshin B'nei Brak, they were sitting with nice kelim. Also, it didn't happen on Pesach. Didn't happen in B'nei, yeah. Didn't happen in B'nei Brak, maybe it didn't happen on Pesach either. They were sitting B'nei Brak with nice kelim. Could be. That I can't tell you. Could be you were supposed to. But that's how they learn. Al koponim, you can't leave your house. A person should be with his family. Zok darach hashulchan. Yearly, the losses the derech mi beisay bepurim einay nachan. A person should be home. The ikar simchom ne beisay kedushiv samachta ato beisecha. He takes this din. He takes what? The halacha, it's not gepaskind. It's gepaskind is a good thing to do. I can't say that it's usher to leave your house, but it's Rebbe Lezer holds that way. Okay, I start off by saying an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. It's a very, very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "Uveregalim k'siv v'samachta ato v'incho v'techa im lo yishan nesiyah nechutz aloy." Okay, unless it's very important. U'mitzvah liyot v'purim v'beisay im ishtoy v'zaroy. Okay, so you should be home for Purim. Even if you're on your way, don't forget to be Mekayim Mitzvah Purim. Now look at what he says here. It doesn't help to be mekayim the mitzvah hayoyim, what your family does for you. Avo b'shiluach monos, shaloi b'fodov. Oh, ve'efsher, that's what, thank you. Ve'efsher, te b'matodos le'evyoinim yotza. You're on your way. You're on a business trip, and your family gives matanos la'avyonim yotza, ava b'shiluach mono shalei b'fod of vadai delav klomi. So a person is not home, and he's in who knows where. There's no one to be mekayim the mitzvah ayoyim with. Says Dr. Hashulchan, if your family gives for you matanos la'avyonim yotze, if they give for you shalach monos, la vadai lav klumi. What's the chiluk? So let's tackle why shalach monos is vadai lav klumi. Why is shalach monos vadai lav klumi? The Aruch HaShulchan is saying, and it's poshul like this, that shalach monos is a din in simcha and marbereyos, and someone I can't send through someone else to give simcha to another person. Not the shliach. Shliach, they know it's coming from me. I gave it to the shliach. The shliach is mamish coming from me. You give it to the shliach. Even that Aruch Lener, you give it to him. What exactly? But that's what he's saying. The only way I could understand the Aruch HaShulchan's chiluk is if the Aruch HaShulchan holds that matanis l'avyonim is a din in tzedaka. And if matanis l'avyonim is a din in tzedaka, then I'm not giving tzedaka. I'm sorry. Matanis l'avyonim is a din in tzedaka, and therefore, when my wife gives my money to an avyon, so I was mekayim mitzvah tzedaka. Matanos l'avyonim is a din in mishta v'simcha. I didn't do any mishta v'simcha. I didn't create any simcha when my wife gives shalach manos. What else is the chilek between matanos l'avyonim and shalach manos? Now, agav, I'm finishing. Agav, I saw that Reb Shmuel argues on this Aruch HaShulchan, and the Olim is puzzled over here, because what does Aruch HaShulchan mean? Reb Shmuel says, Avada, when my wife gives someone else shalach monos, it's marbe reyos. Avada. Kosa baruch ha-shulchan. He quotes baruch ha-shulchan. V'omar merivu rebi shlita. Da ikar tam shalach monos mishum kiriv levavos. And kivad sheyodeya. Kivon shechaveiro lo yoda bapurim min amona klal leka kirov levavos. But if he's told that it's for me, avadu yoyotze. Avadu yoyotze. But at least I can understand why the Aruch HaShulchan says that tzedakah yoyotze. Because my money is given to the ani, that tzedakah. The chayor of the Aruch HaShulchan hold that ani is midin tzedakah. Now, I just want to say, just start with the problems here. The Aruch HaShulchan holds, I don't have it with me, but the Aruch HaShulchan holds that an Oni is Chayav in Shalach Monos, like the Bach. Not like the Mishabur, at least the Mishabur sounds like you don't have to give. The Mishabur says, Das Kam Achrin. In Matanis Levyonim, sorry. The Aruch HaShulchan holds like the Bach that Matanis Levyonim is Mechuyav to be given by an Oni. That would be L'chayra, a problem in the Aruch HaShulchan. Now let me make another problem here. If you go back to your Mishnah Berurah pages, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah brings down where your second hand is, on two lines from the bottom. V'hine hashtei matanoi sorich litein mishaloi v'loi mishal meiser. If you look at the Shaarei Tzion Beis, Magen Avraham b'shem Shlah. So the Magen Avraham b'shem Shlah holds you can't use meiser. You can't use meiser, which means that shalach monos is not a din tzedakah. It's a din purim. It's a din mishnah v'simcha. That's rock solid, right? If it's a din tzedakah, avada, you could use meiser money, right? Rabbeisai, and I don't have an answer to this. There's a stira in Magen Avraham's the way we're learning. the way we're learning. It's a stira in Magen Avraham. Not only is it a stira in Magen Avraham, it's a stira in the exactly. It's a stira in the Magen Avraham b'shem Mishallah. Because we explained, and it's the only way I know how to explain the Magen Avraham. Maybe someone can give a different hesbet. But the Magen Avraham said b'shem Mishallah that you do not have in mind matana yisla evyonim b'shah shachiyanu. The Prima Gadim said, you do. And we explain what's the machlekes, because the Magen Avraham holds that the din matanas levyonim is a din in staka. It's all year round din. So then why can't I use Meiser? The same Magen Avraham, B'shem Shlah, says you can't use Meiser. That's a problem. Now that means I'm wrong. Of course you're mechuyev to give tzedakah.
No, so
but you could use ma'aser k'safen. Avada you could use ma'aser for tzedakah.
There has to be at least a chelek, maybe the ma'aser could be ma'aser, but the...
That's only if you hold that matanas levyonim is within simcha. Like the Mishnah was saying, you can't use ma'aser.
There is,
and I can't get in... You're correct. But even if you say... The Mishmur, it says you can't use any money of your Mishlach Manas from Meiser. If it's Staka, you can definitely use Meiser. What you're saying is correct, but it's complicated. But L'chayra to Stira in the Magen Avraham. Now, if you go to the Mishnah Berurah before that, there's another problem in what we said. The Mishnah Berurah brings like this. Uvechidushe Ritva Kosav. What is the Shira? This is going to be nafkamina. What? Ani, chinuch, meiser, shachianu. So chiluk number 5. Uve mechidushe ritva kosav, afilu shtei prutas. Deshove pruta chashuva maton. Okay, so the ritva says that two prutas covers two anim. Done. A pruta each. Okay, a pruta each. And then the Mishmur discusses what Rabbi Weinberg mentioned last night also. Can you be machlif matanos le'evyonim, just like it could be machlif? It could be within our chakira also. I don't want to take the time, but continues the Mishmur. Valkain, oni amisparnis minatstoka yidusha. Okay, oid kosav, the Prima Gadim writes further. This is a prima godim, as you see from the parentheses. Oid kosav near a deal meal to chatchil a tzorach litin le'evin dovid a royal lenis menu bepurim. Maichol amoish yuchal hoitzi bepurim. The prima godim argues with the ritva. The ritva says, two prutis, you're done. Zok the prima godim name. You have to give an ani a good amount. Something for a suda. Something you can buy for a suda. Now, this is again time number 4, the Prima Gadim L'shitasa. The Prima Gadim holds, it's not a din in staka. If it's a din in staka, you give him a bruta, like the Ritva says. But it's a din in simcha. Once it's a din in simcha, it's up to Prima Gadim. You have to give a fine amount. Oh, the problem is we have a stira in Ritva. If the way we're learning is correct, that's a problem. I'm pointing out the problems. I'm asking. Pointing out the problems. So like the way we're learning, we have a stira in a Magen Avraham, and we have a stira in a ritva. A ritva. I don't know what to say.
How much simcha do you have? Ritva had two prutas of simcha. It's
not. I'll go upon him. One more nafkamina. Just give me 1 second because I printed it. So Zalman says a very interesting thing. On top he says, Ein adam yoytzeich yidei chayvas matanas le'evyoyndi b'mechilas chayv sheyesh le'al ani. That means like this. If an ani owes me $100 and I'm moichol the chayv, so chayv that's my matanas le'evyoyndi. So from Zalman it's not. It's not my matanas levyonim. Why? He explains on the bottom, Dil milva lohitza nitna, vilchein daninan le ke'en amoyz be'en. Okay, that's everyone learned in yeshiva. We know what this means. No money was given. Ve'en kanasina, right? If Mois lo yisod, he used it, and there's no nesina. Like the Gemara says many places. No nesina. Now, this can only be l'chayra if you hold that matanas l'avyoinim is medin staka. Because if it's medin staka, I didn't give him anything. Because milva leitzad nidna, I didn't give him anything. But if it's medin simcha, there's no idea what he means. He gained $100. I wouldn't understand the Reb Shlomo Zalman. His lumdus is I didn't give him anything because that's the lumdus of milva leitzad. No, nothing was given. Like the Gemara says in Kiddush and other places. Nothing, if milva leitzad, no money, nothing was given. If it's a din and simcha, of course I gave him. I gave him simcha just like I gave him mishlach money.
If you do headstands and tricks for an ani, so then
but I gave him money. But I gave him money because he has money in his pocket.
He didn't give.
He no, but that's only if I have to give tzedakah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
There's a din
nesina by matanas l'avyoinim. It can't be moichol matanas l'avyoinim. The din nesina. Okay, could be. Could be. A koponim. If this yisoid is true, there's problems. So this is not our typical chabur. We come out of ochal ma'isa. We have five nafkaminas in this chabura. But we have just almost as many stiras. The stira in Magavram, I think, is a serious stira. I mean, unless you have another way to learn the machlekes to Magavram and the Prima Gadim, why you shouldn't have in mind Shachianu the mitzvah ayoyim of matanas levyoyim. And there's a stira l'chayir in the Ritva. The Ritva holds you can give one pruta. Why can I only give one pruta if Shachmanis is a din simcha? We have to be right. If a shachmanis is a din simcha, the ritva says I can give one bruta. What does that mean? That's no verta. Elamai, the ritva holds it a din in staka. So I thought I could give one bruta, but then there's a stira in ritva. I don't have any answers to these questions. And also, the Aruch HaShulchan is problematic. If the Aruch HaShulchan says your family could be moitzi you in matanas levyoinim, it can't be moitzi you in shachmanis. But the Aruch HaShulchan holds that the nani is chayiv in staka. Is chayiv in shalach mamas. That means it's not a din soka. A frail chum purim.